Hello?
Good afternoon. My name is Vicky. I'm calling you back from customer support because there was a message to return your call. May I please have your zip code so I can better assist you?
62639.
Thank you, sir. One moment. What's your first and last name, please?
Jackie Robinson.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Robinson, I see your account right here. For security purposes, sir, could you please verify your shipping address for me?
24980 Bluff Road, Frederick, Illinois, 62639.
Okay, Mr. Robinson, it looks like you've been enrolled in a mobile food app. This is in response to a sweepstakes to win a free Makita drill. When you went to pay the shipping and handling, they put up a disclaimer stating that in order to participate in a sweepstakes to win the drill, you have to be enrolled in this mobile food app, and it's called Bites Hub, sir. They charged you $59.89 for the initial month, but they offer it for $20 a month if you like to keep it or stay enrolled, you know, in the sweepstakes, that is.
I don't ever remember doing this, so I want it stopped.
Okay. Let me ask you, have you contacted your bank about that $59.89 charge, sir?
I was on the phone with them when you called me. This is not the all I got charged earlier from something.
Yes, sir. That's what I was going to ask you. No, you were charged $416 and $516, sir. Now, if you haven't started a dispute yet with your credit card company, I can refund both of those charges. However, if you have disputed it, then they'll have to give us a call with you on the phone and let us know there is no ongoing dispute, and then we can refund.
Well, no, I haven't talked to nobody yet. That's what I'm
saying.
Okay,
good deal. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and refund those charges of $59.89, Mr. Robinson, back to your Visa card ending 42-20. I believe that's going to be a total refund amount of $119.87. Don't quote me. Let me check it. Check my math. Give me just a moment. It's $59.89 times 2. Close but no cigar is $119.78 that I'm going to be refunding to your account, sir. Give me just a moment, Mr. Robinson, to get you refunded.
I need to call my bank and get a different card then.
No, sir. Right. No, sir. You haven't canceled your card, have you?
No, not yet. That's what
okay.
I'm
you don't
I'm
need
not,
to, sir. I'm refunding that money back to your Visa card that ends in 42-20. Now, it's up to you if you want a different card. If you change the card out, then the money that I'm about to send back to the one that you have existing will just roll over to a new card. But I've canceled out the account. There will be no more billing. Now, you say you don't recall doing it, but all you have to do these days, Mr. Robinson, is go on a particular website. If you have your credit card or debit card information stored in your phone, it'll automatically pull it out and autofill it. You know, all you have to do is look at that ad and you're signed up. Evidently, if you say you didn't fill it out yourself, but it's some kind of way you must have went on that site. And that's all it takes these days, Mr. Robinson. Obviously, you got charged 2 months in a row. I've refunded $59.89 back to your card ending 42-20. And I sent you two refund confirmation emails, sir. I sent those to leftcenter42@yahoo.com. Does that have anything to do with your name being famous?
No. No.
Okay. Now, I have a cancellation number for you. I'm about to give you a hang on just a second. This other charge that was put on there today, instead of refunding it, I'm going to have to void it because it's still pending. And all that means is that it's just going to get back faster. That charge is going to drop off within the next couple of days. Excuse me. Whereas the one for April will take 3 to 5 days before you see it back on your card. So you're going to get a refund confirmation and a void confirmation email.
Okay.
Both of them are just suggesting that that money is on its way back to your card.
Okay.
And I have a cancellation number for you, Mr. Robinson, when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's going to be C, like cat.
Okay.
920.
Okay.
732.
Okay.
734.
Okay.
That's it. And again, that money will be back on your card within 3 to 5 business days. The other charge, and let me tell you, Mr. Robinson, if you see where it looks like you're being billed again, that's just that charge being reversed. When it's a void, it looks like you're being billed again, but they're just reversing those charges.
Okay.
So your total refund amount is $119.78, and it should be no more than 3 to 5 business days before you see that full amount back on your card. The emails, the refund confirmation email and the void confirmation email can come through either within the next couple of minutes, or it sometimes it takes up to 48 hours because they're computer-generated emails, sir.
Okay.
Now, is there anything else that I can assist you with today, Mr. Robinson, before I release this line?
No, there isn't, sir. Thank you for your great help.
You're more than welcome, Mr. Robinson. You have a good day and stay safe. Thanks for calling Customer Support. You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.